AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve has decided not to raise a key interest rate.
We've covered a lot of ground, and the full effects of our tightening have yet to be felt.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the decision was based in part because of inflation.
Inflation has moderated somewhat since the middle of last year, and longer-term inflation expectations appear to remain well anchored.
But Powell said getting inflation down to 2% has a long way to go. The indication from the Fed has been there will be at least one rate hike before the end of the year. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of weaponizing his department in the investigations of former President Donald Trump. He was also asked about the investigation of President Biden's son, Hunter.
I had promised that I would not interfere with this investigation. The way to not interfere is to not investigate an investigation.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there's still time left to do the seemingly impossible, avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
McCarthy has 10 days left to get a temporary funding bill passed.
It's not September 30th. The game is not over.
And he's not giving up.
I don't know if any of you ever played sports. Did you quit before the game was over?
But McCarthy has no clear strategy and no sure support, with hardline conservatives holding out in the Senate.
The answer for avoiding a shutdown is right in front of Speaker McCarthy, and he knows it.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says McCarthy must give up trying for a GOP-only solution and work across the aisle. Some House Republicans are doing just that on their own. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration says more research is needed before it can approve a nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions. 4 months ago, an FDA advisory committee recommended approval of the device called Neffy. The spray could be the first alternative to injections using devices like EpiPen. This is AP News. The United Auto Workers Union is threatening to expand a strike against Detroit's Big Three if there's no progress in contract talks by Friday. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
At a picket line outside the Wentzville, Missouri GM plant,
one of three on strike since Friday, auto worker Raymond King says they want a fair deal.
If the CEOs can get higher profit sharings, we should be able to get higher profit sharings.
Ford, GM, and Stellantis, the successor to Fiat Chrysler, said they want to settle the strike. Auto worker Julius Joy says he hopes it ends soon, but
I'm prepared personally to stay on strike for as long as it takes.
Meanwhile, Canadian Union Unifor said it reached a tentative agreement with Ford to avert a strike at plants in Canada and will use that to negotiate with the other big two automakers. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.